What's up, Food Podcast? Welcome, everybody, to the What's Up, Food Podcast with Felipe Esparza and guest hosting this week,
Dustin Ibarra.
What's up, Food? The Hair Club of America is back, baby.
Oh, man. Yeah, right?
Ooh. Rodrigo Torres couldn't be here because he's in Zacatecas, Mexico, enjoying a two-week vacation with his family who live in Zacatecas. And, yeah, so he's over there hanging out, you know. Eating vegan tacos, buying wrestling masks, buying fungus medicine for my toes over there, bringing back Cialis.
It's cheap over there.
Fuck yeah.
Do you got the fungus, man? I got it. I kind of like it, though, dude. I'll be scratching my feet, and it feels so good sometimes. I'll tell my girlfriend, like, you got to do this.
Sometimes, man, I get that little edge, like the little itch. You know, you get a little itch on your body, and it starts feeling good. And you go, nah, man. I ain't got shit to do later. I'm going to wait till I get home.
Oh, man. Nah, dude. See, you got self-discipline, man. I'll be in the car in traffic, and I'll pop off one of my shoes like, I can't wait. I'll just start scratching, man. It feels so damn good. Or I'll get it under the gas pedal where that little sharp corner is and start going at it right there.
Or me, like, sometimes I'm like, at a meeting or when I'm doing something where I really can't get up. And go scratch, and my fucking butthole is itching like a motherfucker.
Oh,
dog.
No!
It's like somebody playing with, it's like a little midget is playing with a feather.
It's a demon, man. Isn't that some kind
of
like
man. And
Mexican
I know,
folklore?
Man. And I know that there's probably defecation hanging out somewhere, you know? Or just, I know that once I scratch, it's gonna be good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
But you got to be careful when you scratch your butthole out there, man. You might scratch it so much, you might scratch that motherfucker into a hemorrhoid.
Dude, yeah, you got to be careful. And they're over there like, so Felipe, what do you think about this show? And all you're thinking is, oh, God, oh, I want to scratch my
that's
going to
be
so
good. I'm going to get a hot napkin.
Hot napkin, man.
Yeah, man, because you know you don't want to bring the swelling down.
Oh, man. See,
sometimes, man, like I go like, oh, man, fuck, should I eat first or go scratch later?
Oh, you know? No. I'm one of those immediate, like...
So you scratch right away if you start itching wherever you're at?
I don't have that self-discipline.
You fucking take
I'm just
your
one
shoes
of those
off?
Guys. Yeah, dude. Or I'll be, like... If I'm, like, in somewhere where I can't let people know I'm scratching, I'll just push my foot as hard as I can against the bottom of my shoe and just rub it back and forth ever so slightly. And it's not going to give you the full scratch, but it'll give you enough to get you to the real scratch.
Oh, man. Like, something I know, like, when I used to have real bad athlete's feet. It's funny when they call it athlete's feet, because most of the people who get it are not athletes.
Oh, yeah, dude. There was, like, one famous athlete who got it. 50 million other fat people before them got it. No credit there.
I just tell you, man, how fat people get athlete's feet. Motherfucker, don't take their shoes off till night.
I know, dude. What is with... My God.
That was me, though.
Dude.
That was me. I didn't know how to do that, man. Like... Because I know, man, when I was a little kid, if I took my shoes off, that'd be my dad say I can't go back outside.
Oh, that's hilarious.
So that was my discipline in my head. Like, yeah. If I fucking leave my shoes on, that means I'm always look like a person that's going to leave soon.
Oh, man.
But if I leave them on, if I take them off, my dad's going to send me to bed early. Or do something.
So it's still like psychologically, like in, like the seed is in your head. Like.
Dude, I was that fat motherfucker, like. Even to, like, when I would not take my shoes off from 7 o'clock in the morning to, like, 10 at night.
Whoa, that's a lot of
that's
shoe
a lot
time.
Of steam, huh?
That is, dude. And sometimes I can just feel it in there just steaming up, like, oh, man.
I mean, you ever hook up with a chick and you weren't expecting to hook up, but your fucking feet stunk.
Dude, that's happened. And what's scarier is if they still go with it, you're like, man, what the fuck? This bitch is crazy. Come on.
What does this bitch have?
Yeah, exactly. If she's cool with my stinky feet, why is she? Like, this doesn't make sense. I can either be like a super good looking guy without stinky feet, or I gotta look like me. And like.
You leave her alone, then you hear this. And you're like, hey, you have a rabbit under the bed or what? Oh, not just me scratching my crotch.
Oh, no.
No, I never had that, man.
Oh, man.
I'm always the one that's scratching, man. Like in that movie on Planes, Trains, and Automobiles, where Steve Martin and John Candy got to sleep in the same room.
Yeah.
And it's taking him forever to fall asleep. Then all of a sudden, everything's quiet, and all you hear is this. The fool's scratching his balls for about an hour, dog. Because men are disgusting animals, man. What we do alone Ladies, if you knew what we did alone, you would never want to be with a man for the rest of your life.
It's pretty sick.
Because we like to scratch and sniff when we're alone. That's how we know it's time for a shower.
Yeah, and we like to collect things too, you know? Tone it, like put them in a little boredom. Pile. Horrible.
Like, I remember I was hanging out with the other comic, and we just decided, bro, let's just wear the same shirt for 2 weeks, see what happens.
What comic was this?
Gabriel Iglesias, bro.
Oh, that's hilarious. Oh, my God.
We're doing laundry at Lucy's. Is that where all the comics go?
Yeah.
Lucy's. And we're comparing underarm stains.
Yeah.
And that fool beat me, bro. He had a fucking gray t-shirt, a black t-shirt, and you can see the underarm stain through it, dog. It's underarm stain with deodorant. It just soaked through it. That shit stung, bro.
Oh, man. And that's the kind where even if it dries, you're still going to see the stain in that. Somehow the salt deposits.
No matter what, you got to put like double of soap and then use fabric softener to get that smell away.
Oh, that is horrible.
Because I've done some laundry before, man, and I smell and that shit still stinks. I'm like, what the fuck am I, Armenian? Yeah. What's going on?
Oh, man, dude. Sometimes if I don't unroll my socks, it'll do that. You got to unroll the socks, flatten them out. You can't throw them in there like a bunch.
That's what pisses me off, man. When you go out and when your mom does not do your fucking laundry, it's different.
Like, I know.
My mom never came up to me in my room. Yeah, can you start unrolling these fucking socks?
Yeah, exactly, man.
My mom never said, come unroll these socks. She knew. She has to unroll that shit.
See, that's why I wanted to have a dad. He would have come and beat me, been like, son, do these socks. Said I got some mom who just lets me get away with everything.
Like I do my laundry, man, and I always rode my socks because the motherfucker stunk.
Yeah,
you can't just throw your socks like that. They fucking stink, man.
You got to wrap them up into like a t-shirt and some swim trunks.
Yeah, man. Like I don't want my lady's beautiful blouse to smell like my socks.
Oh yeah, and because you'll always see that too. Like each time you see her in that blouse, you're like. Ooh.
You're like, oh, man, that's an athlete's foot, man. So what's up, fool? Dustin Ibarra right here, man. You guys might have seen this guy on everything because he's been on everything once.
Once, right? I'm like the...
You were on Batman, Gotham?
Yeah, Gotham. Did a couple episodes of that and like Goldberg's. Gotham was the most fun, though, because I got to be all serious and all tough guy in that. Oh, crazy Arkham Asylum. Ha, ha, ha.
Did they get you a spot on Comic-Con?
No. Oh, no.
Oh, man. I missed an episode.
What if I just showed up?
You should show up,
that would
bro.
Be so lame, though. That'd be like the dude like trying to get a guest spot at Comic-Con, man.
You fucking show your own booth?
Oh, my God. And I'm in character, in costume, too. Like, man, what's this guy doing? He needs to let it go.
I know, man. He died after 2 episodes.
Yeah, come on. Be cool.
But you were on for just 2 episodes?
Yeah.
You were part of Joker's crew, right?
Yeah, we were called. They made it like into this big thing called the Maniacs, and it was like we escaped out of Arkham, and then we just wreaked havoc on the city, and then turned on each other slowly, and pa-pa.
Man, when you have long hair like Dustin Ibarra and I, you're always typecast as a crazy motherfucker.
Yeah,
or the guy that sleeps on the couch.
Yeah, the stoner crazy guy. Yeah, definitely.
Definitely not what we do in real life.
Whenever I had a network show and they made me cut my hair a lot. Like it's like
I remember, bro.
Yeah,
I couldn't tell you apart from the other curly hair guy.
Okay, yeah. Do you remember that?
I remember the curly hair
a couple
guy.
Of the Josh Gad dude.
Josh, yes.
A couple of other people told me that too, and they were like, "Dude, what happened to your hair?" Because what they do is they try to. They want you to look networky and all like, family, you know, and like really cute. They made me all like cute version and it just looked weird. But that was the best I ever looked, I gotta say.
You were clean cut.
I was clean cut, dude.
Your blue eyes showed more.
Exactly. That's what, when a studio is behind you, they can make you look good. And then I got to go back to Pacoima and I'm like, oh God, what was that? I'm calling my hairdresser. What was that stuff you put in my hair that made it look not like shit?
Do you ever walk around, man, like when you're busy, when things are happening, or like they, like Barry Katz says, things are burning up. You were like when you were on Gotham, right? But you still have to go to Pacoima and go, do these fools even know?
Oh, that's how it, dude, I've never had that. I think the closest I got to that moment where like, I think I've made it was when I was shooting that show in New York and then it got canceled before it even came out. So it's like, I've learned like, I don't know. You just, I, it, Jimmy Walker told me that he's like, Dustin, it's never one big thing. You're not gonna, just one day you're just gonna look around and say, oh, hey, here I am, the red carpet thing. I used to go on the road with him all the time.
Where was Jimmy Walker?
Yeah, dude, yeah, he was the first dude that picked me up from Dallas. He's awesome, man.
What was it like working with Jimmy Walker? How many times did he say dynamite privately to you?
Never, ever. I don't think till this day.
Dynamite!
I think even if I ask him, like, Jimmy, man, can you do it once? I don't think he would, man. I don't think he likes doing that, nah.
He has a big following, huh?
He does, yeah. And they're really older now, too. I remember, too, because it was really weird, because I was, like, doing jokes about, like, Nintendo and stupid, you know, stupid stuff. And, like, it's like all of his crowds are very cruise ship and everything. And I was like, whoa, this is a wild change. But he was awesome. I love Jimmy.
Is this true that Jimmy Walker doesn't like working with other black comedians?
No, he actually, yeah, he likes a lot of black comics. He just doesn't like, you got to be clean. That's the thing. He tells you, like, you can't say this, you can't say that. And I was cool with that. I didn't like.
My favorite Jimmy Walker joke was when he said that, man, we got white people who won't even walk into South Central, won't even walk into the ghettos of America, but they're walking into Lebanon. Why would you go to Lebanon, man? He goes, on the passport, they stamp it hostage.
That's funny.
And Jimmy Walker had another joke. He said it's funny how in Ireland, in a country where there's no blacks, you got the Protestants fighting the Catholics. That goes to show you, man, when there's no white, those black, there's no blacks and Mexicans living there, white people know how to improvise.
Dude, I never heard him do that. That's hilarious. Oh,
yeah,
my
man,
God.
I switched the joke around, you know?
That's so funny.
I switched the joke around, homie. So you were on fucking Gotham, the show Gotham, and you were on that movie, which I didn't see. So We Bought a Zoo.
We Bought a Zoo. That's what they called it, too. So We Bought a Zoo.
So you played a Tasmanian devil in the movie, right?
Yeah, I worked with a good animal trainer. He kept me in line, gave me my treats and everything.
But you were in, right? It was the guy who did the movie. He's the same guy who did that movie. What's that movie?
Almost Famous.
Almost Famous.
Yeah, Cameron Crowe, man. Dude, it was crazy. That was my first, like, little...
I saw you guys tweeting each other on Twitter, dude. When it was hot.
It was nuts, man. See, that's why I've had so many moments where I'm like, this is awesome. But his whole thing, like, that was, like, the first big thing I ever did, and, like, he was just so awesome. Like, that part was so hard to get. I remember seeing so many comics in that room, dude.
How did your roommates react to you getting this success while they were coming back from a triple run?
They were awesome, man. That was back when we were all like, yeah, guys, we're gonna make it. We were all like, we all moved out together, and it was awesome, and everyone, we all helped each other out.
I remember, so. I didn't quite mention you guys, but I said, yeah, man, like, we're talking about roommates. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always tough when you have a roommate, because easily one person is clean, one is dirty, or one always has the red money and the other one has a sad story every month.
Yeah, luckily, our rent in Pacoima was so cheap, there was no excuse for not having rent money. It was like $300 or something.
That's the best time, bro. You got to move into the hood before gentrification comes in. I'll tell you one night. When I did my special, I said, I used to see white people coming in. I would walk around with no T-shirt in my neighborhood just to scare them, bro. I was scared when I moved in there. But after a while, when you know all the homies, bro, you realize, man, shit, they want you there. So I have my big apartment, man. I used to do my own graffiti outside the neighborhood. I wanted my 3-bedroom for $900 a month to stay at $900 a month.
Oh, yeah, dude. Because it's done after that, man. The thing is, if you plan, you got to time it out perfect. You know what I'm saying? The whole gentrification.
I timed it out perfect, man. I started off at Atwater, and that was before when Cubans were still living there, bro. Cubans and transvestites.
There were Cubans in this part of... Whoa.
You have no idea, bro. Let me tell you, man. When the Cubans showed up in 1970s in the Miami, there were so many there. That they said, nah, we got too many Cubans here. So they started shipping Cubans to L.A. This 1965, 66, they showed up in Echo Park. And they had a big old fucking Cuban community in Echo Park that was lost when Mexicans moved in. But still. But the Jose Marti, he's the guy who wrote Guantanamera. He wrote that poem. his fucking statue is still there. Hipsters try to move it, bro. It's going to still stay there. I don't give a fuck what the white hipsters say. Jose Marti's statue will still stay there. And they used to have a big Cuban festival in Echo Park. Now it's the Lotus Festival. It's for everybody, mm-hmm. but still. There used to be a Cuban festival. I went to the last one, by the way, and the biggest food line was fucking pupusas, bro.
Pupusas.
That's how you knew the Cuban festival was going down, when the biggest line was pupusas and vegan Jamaican chicken turkey. Damn. All right, man. We're going to get to shout-outs and then to our guest, because she's here waiting with her beautiful dog all the way from East Los Angeles, people. What's up, fool? Dustin Ibarra right here, co-host. Looking at Gene Pompa's son.
Yep. Drinking some Mountain Dew.
So, man, you were in we bought a zoo, man. You shot that in Canada?
No, we shot that here in Thousand Oaks. We shot it. It was, like, in this really nice neighborhood. It was, like, that was, like, the richest area I ever seen in my life, dude.
Really?
Yeah, it's, like, that Hidden Valley area, man, where it's just, like, it's just beautiful,
that's where
dude.
They make ranch.
Yeah, the huge. Yeah, yeah, they got all this stuff over there, man. It's crazy.
All right, fool. We're going to get to these. Put on my glasses, unless you want to do these shout-outs. Shout-outs to Beth Rocks. She gave us a nice review on iTunes and listened to all 106 episodes in 3 weeks to catch up. Glad you liked the show. Thanks for listening. Some people binge-watch Orange is the New Black and go through 13 episodes. Some people just go to our What's Up Fool podcast and go to 106 episodes.
That's awesome. I'm glad that they let you know, too. You know what I'm saying? Because that sucks that you're like, oh, what's going on? And then bam.
I'm man, glad, people, too, man. Because, awesome. Hey, man, you think I'm doing this for my good looks?
Yeah, man.
Victor Nieto. Also in English, that's Victor nephew or grandson.
Oh.
Victor Nieto. Also left with an iTunes review. He used to be in Silver Lake in L.A., and now he's in Salt Lake City, Utah. He's a Mormon. He wanted to have two wives. I'll be back in Salt Lake in August at Wise Guys. Wise Guys Comedy Club, bro. Wise Guys Comedy Club. I was there with Chris Thorin, and it's like, I guess it's all ages. It's like, you know, people who come to my show are from the hood, bro. There was a girl there at my show with her baby.
What?
Hell yeah, man.
Did you let her stay or were you like, that baby?
No, the baby was right there on a little carrier sleeping.
Oh.
Laughing, bro.
That's
living
awesome.
Living the dream.
She didn't let it hold her back, you know?
Hell
that's
no.
Awesome. Man.
She was there with a bunch of friends. She said, fuck that. This is the only night they're going to watch my baby. I'm going to watch comedy. I hate when moms pull that shit, man. Like when I had kids, you try to go have it. First of all, you're a single mom, single parent. Don't ever in your life call your mom and dad and ask them on the phone if they can watch your kids. Fuck that. You show up with your kids, and while they're eating, you fucking moonwalk out of that house.
Oh, that's a good idea, man.
That's how you do it, bro. I left my kids there for 11 hours. You want to tell me how to raise my son, mom? You try it.
That's great, because they're not going to kick their grandkids out, you know? What are you going to do?
And leave your cell phone there, too, man.
Oh, that is, see, that takes it to the next level, man.
You got to teach your mom. You got to teach your mom. My mom always try to tell you stuff like, no, mijo, you got to do this. You got to do that. Okay, mom, mm-hmm. You try it by yourself. Also, our guest today. Oh, here we go. We'll get to that. All right, man. What's up, fool, man? Our guest today, first of all, I didn't know who she was. But I've seen her art because I lived in Echo Park in 2006 to 2009, right? Or 2010. And I used to live in downtown LA right there on Whitmer in the hood. And I live in, I tell you, man, where I follow, gentrification chases me, follows me. I get there before it's gentrified, bro. Like, I lived in downtown LA on 1st and Main before. There was no store. I had to walk to China. I had to walk to Little Tokyo to buy alcohol or the liquor store on Macy's.
You get there right before it changed. If someone could follow you with a lot of money, you know, and just like predict, like, this guy Felipe, when he goes somewhere, I'm telling you, the white people show up, man.
It's what you got to do, bro. You got to find out. Because see, before I got there, gays leave first. gay people are the ones that have the most balls to walk into a hood like South Central where we live, you know, like normal people. And then to them, it's like, ooh, we're moving into the...
It's like an adventure.
Adventure.
Oh, my God.
It's on top of Black Crack Baby.
That is.
So I will see her, this art with these little cute little dolls with the big eyelashes, like rainbow bright chicks with big eyelashes all over the neighborhood. Then I will see some other stuff, you know. But this one always stood out to me because, you know, it was sexy, you know. And of course, like most people, I said, okay, it's got to be some gay dude doing these because they're too good, you know?
Oh, yeah. Like, that's definitely, yeah, that guy, yeah.
Because, you know, most graffiti artists you hear are men, like the Heaven, Chaka, who was we trying to get here, grew up in my neighborhood. Mm-hmm. But I started seeing it more. Then I saw it in Persis. Then I saw Roxy, a radio DJ host, which I know. She has some of her stuff, and I said, then we had a guest here on the show. And then they comment on her page. You should get Sand One on your profile, on your podcast. And I said, I know who this person is. I've seen her art. Then another person said we should have her. Then I found out she's from East Los Angeles. Then I said, it's on. Then I started stalking her page like normal people do.
Nice.
Try to get more about her.
Yeah.
I found out that her mom's painting was stolen from a restaurant. So I dug in too deep
because
I'm a nosy motherfucker, right?
Yeah, dude, Inspector Felipe on the case.
Hell yeah! I started noticing that she has her own studio, you know, and a lot of her painting. She paints with fucking dope man boots on, you know, little dope man boots, little brown boots,
dude. That's wild,
You know, which is all normal for an artist. like if you're a male artist and you're painting with no shirt on. And your underwear on, oh, man, provocative.
Yeah, this guy.
He's for real. A man doing it. But once a chick starts doing it, that's when all the hate. Oh, you gonna be naked?
She is, yeah.
Look at her, man, shaking that thing. And these are the women making these comments.
Oh, yeah. It's never a dude who's like, I can't believe this.
Oh, you go to her. Then I started stalking the people who are making those comments. Fucking bitch has no followers.
Oh, man, that's the best though when you see that. You're like, who are you? Who are you?
Give me the maddest.
Yeah.
I want another fucking address.
Oh, man, you get mad, right?
You want to tell the girl, show me your body, girl, talking shit. Show me your body.
Yeah, let's compare.
Yeah, yeah.
So we have Sand One here, right here. Artist, graffiti artist to the hood. How are you?
I'm great. I've been watching you guys wild out right now with your wild hair. It looks pretty intense. I'm glad I combed it today or else I would have looked like you guys. I hate combing my hair and I'm known for fucking hating to comb my hair. And I literally got like hairstylist friends that call me and they're like, hey, today we know you have an interview. We're coming through. I'm like, I don't need you. No, bitch. We're coming through. And they show up with their brushes and their fucking blow dryers. And I'm like, all right. And I just gotta sit there and take it. As long as I get away without brushing my hair, I'm happy. Today, I didn't get away with it, though. But I'm here. Thank you for having me here.
That's awesome.
I didn't bring spray cans, but I'm here.
I'm glad you... Man, imagine if you were not done your hair, you would have been our little sister.
Totally. That's what I was kind of wanting to see. I was like, our little family.
You would have said, when does Samoans take over the podcast?
Jeez, man, what are we doing?
I bet you get asked a lot. What are you?
What am I? Well, I'm Mexican. I'm Mexican Guatemalan, and I'm a girl, and I got this crazy superpower that's painting. And after I started painting, I discovered I had a big mouthpiece, and I was able to talk my way into places and deals. And then I just realized that was a whole combo. Like, wow, I could talk. I'm not ugly. I'm very crazy. I'm very creative, and I could paint really big, big walls, and I don't understand why God gave me this freaking gift, but I'm going to run with it. So everything I do every single day is art. So I'm an artist here in L.A. I'm L.A.'s cutest girl artist.
I love your art. Felipe was showing it to me, because I don't live, like, around the area, but I was like, oh, my God, this is dope. And it's unique. It's, like, got that unique. It's not like, whoa, this is special, man. That's
cool. It's cute. You look at it, and you're like, oh, my wife just left me, but that's cute. Oh, shit, I just got her fucking a guy. But that's really cute, though. Let me Google her real quick. Like, I realized it throughout my years. It's been 7 years that I've been painting. So you've seen it. You know, I'm pretty sure you've seen it, but you just don't know. Now that you know me, you're going to be like, oh, yeah. But now you're aware of it. So people, I've been a part of people's lives for the past 7 years. You know, girls having a miscarriage, driving by my character. Forgets all about her shit. Girls, you know, just got pregnant. Baby daddy left her. Sees my character. Oh, my God. Life is cute. You know, so, like, I've been a part of so many girls' lives. Now that I'm older, all these girls are coming out of the woodwork like sand. You've been in my life. And I'm like, what? Here's an air freshener. Yeah, like, a lot of girls like my work, and I'm like, you like my work? Like, it's not just me alone in the streets. Like, people are noticing, right?
That's cool.
And I was like, oh, my God, I got to come up with something. Okay, I'm going to come out with an air freshener. Oh, my God, I'm going to come out with a phone charger. Like, people want my stuff, and they can't just cut the wall and take it home because it's so big. What do we do? What do we do? So, pretty crazy. It's pretty intense.
Everything you do is DIY, right?
Do it yourself, yeah. Like, I sit there for long hours, literally in my building. The landlord was trying to kick me out. He was like, you know, you stay here after work hours. It is a 24-hour building, but you're here till 3, 4, 5 in the morning. And there's people in your building. And I'm like, come inside my office so you can see what I do. And he's like, wow, what is this? What is this? I'm like, I stay here talking to people overseas on Skype. Hello, Sand. I want to do air freshener, 5-inch and packaging, cardboard. And, you know, like when you talk to people in China, you can't be like, what's up, dog? I want to do an air freshener, you know what I mean? And then I want you to, like, plug it in with the cherry smell.
I bet you they would love that. They're like, oh, yeah.
They wouldn't know what I'm talking about. They wouldn't understand what I'm saying. So when I talk to people overseas, it's got to be very slow. Very, very slow. So the landlord of my building was like, I'm going to kick you out. You're here every single night. I'm like, come and see what I do. And he was like, whoa, this is intense. I'm like, yeah, I do everything myself. Control freak.
That's cool.
So that's smart, man, because a lot of comedians, you know, who are popular, they're so lazy. You sell merch?
Yeah, dude, but I was lazy for a long time. It took me a bit to start, and it was so stupid because then you start making money. You're like, man, I've been making money this whole time, you idiot.
I know, man. Like, as soon as I started selling merch immediately when I used to go on tour with Fluffy. Mm-hmm. We were like, we don't know, Gabriel Iglesias, we don't know what to do, right? We went to a photo booth, one of those little Sears family photo booths that they have, like, they have at Walmart or Kmart.
Yeah.
And the three comedians, we took a photo together.
Oh,
we had them
awesome.
Printed, and we signed them all, and we were selling them at the end of the show for $5.
That's great, man.
Because people begin to love you.
They want
they're
a piece
like,
of you.
Yeah, they want a piece of you, and they could hear you, but it's like, how can I have him? Like, I want to have him. And my art, I was like, oh, my God, there's so many people. Like, what do I do? What do I do? A sticker. Here's a sticker. It wasn't enough. I'm like, oh, my God, what do I do?
I usually just go home with the people. Let's go. Hey, let's party. Let's go.
I know you like my art. Whoa, children. There's children here. There's a little doggy. He's 3 years old. He shouldn't be listening to this.
Little doggy. Yeah, I had a similar thing. I went with a buddy of mine, and we just happened to show up, and we're like, man, we don't have any T-shirts or anything. So we bought whoopee cushions and printed our faces on, and we're like, hey, guys, you can sit on our face after the show. $5.
That's a fucking good idea, bro.
Dude, it was...
I'm going to write that one down.
Do the whoopee cushion, man.
Do condos with your face on the package.
See? Bam!
Don't be a fuck face.
You get mad requests, though, man, because, man, it's because you got to deal with a lot of perverts, probably, San. You know, like people tell you, Felipe Esparza, I know this lady, because I said, can I just have your shirt at the end of the show?
Wow.
And it's all sweaty, bro.
Yeah.
And you know your dirt. You know if you washed or not.
We were just talking about that before you got here.
Yeah, we were. That's crazy. This has been a little stinky episode.
We were just talking about it before earlier. Like, when I used to have a roommate. I didn't have a roommate, but we were doing laundry at Lucy's.
Right.
You know, and... We had a contest to see who could wear the same shirt the longest.
Who won? Who won?
I lost, of course.
That's great. You got decent feet.
This dude wearing a gray T-shirt. You know, we're comparing underarm stains, and he had an underarm stain on a gray T-shirt. I said, "You win, dog."
I think your conscience. There was your mom talking to you. Bañate,
cabrón.
Quítate la playera.
You're right. I used to get mad, man, when my mom would tell me to go take a bath. I used to hate that our hot water would be limited.
Hey, you wanted that poop on your butt crusting in there. Yeah, you were trying to save as much as you could of your body weight in there.
Y estos calzones con sello.
Or when you get a girlfriend for the first time, primero límpiate el culo. Like, whoa, why can't I have a girl with a little booty dirty?
Oh, man.
With a little booty
I know,
dirt.
Man. You didn't hear to toss my salad?
I've heard of that. I've never had it happen before.
Me neither. Only one time, bro, and I felt like, man, am I going to be gay after
this? But you're not, though, right?
I'm not. Hell no.
But there was that inkling of like, oh, man, I really dig this, but not too much.
I know, man. Then like, because they don't really talk about that stuff, you know, the men's side of it.
Yeah.
Like on The Sopranos, the old man, he liked oral sex. On women, like he liked doing it to women. So then they started talking about it. Next thing you know, he's gay.
Why?
I don't know. Like, it's oh, you're not a man.
Oh, because he degraded himself to going down.
I know.
Yeah, you know what? I hate that shit. When it's like, hey, give me head. Well, what's up? You give me head. Well, what the fuck? Well, what the fuck? Why? Why am I going to? Why?
I'm like,
Joe Diaz,
I eat pussy with chopsticks.
Oh, man. Dude, yeah. That's like one of my main attributes. I got to like, this is the best it's going to get out of the whole thing.
Is it a comedian thing or
oh,
what?
Man. If I were a Sims character, that would be my highest attribute. Like that I would give the most points to.
You wouldn't play the
eating
flute.
Pussy.
And then Lisa Simpson plays the trumpet.
That's hilarious.
So how'd you get started? Like a lot of our listeners here, they're hearing about you for the first time.
Right.
A lot of them know who you are because a lot of listeners are from Big LA.
Big East Los.
You're from East Los Angeles?
ELA.
ELA. Not E-L-A. Dukes, by the way.
East LA, Atlantic and Whittier Boulevard. By
the oh,
Santa
shit!
Fonso Church.
Oh, shit. I know where that is.
Ciao. And I used to go to San Afonso Church on the summer and be right there all crammed up. That's why I never learned how to swim. There was not that much space, you know, with all the Mexicans farting next to each other.
It's one of those where everyone just goes there.
Yeah, you pay 25 cents when you get in the pool.
Oh, no.
Now I thinking back on my old days, and I'm like, why the fuck can't I swim? There's no room to swim in the hood. Everybody's trying to soak in somewhere. And that's San Afonso Church for you.
Oh, man, it's sad because I could just picture that pool like, over
all
there,
the
by
Mexicans,
the shallow, by the shallow end, it's all yellow from
Tio Juan.
Oh, if I see like three people in the pool, I'm like, this is too much. I'm not.
So everybody's peeing and happening, and your dirt is soaking off.
And then that little film above the water, that little icky, like, oh, what is this stuff? Is it like sweat? Is it like hair gel? Ugh.
And then there's people who are me with who are darker skin. We're oilier, bro. I'm not gonna lie,
but
hey, I'm
a in that water.
Dark ass Mexican, bro. I have acne on my back. Not now, but before.
Hey, you're walking through the pool.
Ew, gross.
Popping everyone's pimple. Everyone's pimple that you ran your shoulder through that.
Hey, Dustin Sand, I was that Mexican fool that you look when he jumped in the water and I jump out. Hey, he don't even look wet.
I don't mean it. I drive by San Afonso Street now. I mean, I'm from East LA. I'm from East LA, right? And I still live in East LA. I just went back. But when I moved to downtown, I was living at this place called the Watermark, and the pool was so beautiful. Everything was so beautiful, and the people were so beautiful. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, over there, you see Tio Pancho, Tia Juana. You know what I mean? Like, they're all different sizes. And then you go to the Watermark, and everyone's beautiful, and you got to suck it in. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? It was a culture clash.
There's no like Bud Light can floating around.
I know, man.
Champagne, baby. Champagne and caviar. But yeah, I'm from East LA. I started painting 7 years ago when I was 17. And I've just been running with my art ever since. Like, I just felt like I need to do something crazy. And I used to play soccer, but nobody fucking noticed me when I used to play soccer because I sucked balls. But there was a girl named Lily that everybody would be like, yeah, Lily. Oh, you scored a goal. And I'll be like, I need to be Lily. So now I'm Lily, but through art.
Yeah, but what's Lily doing now?
I don't know. She's probably pregnant. With a baby daddy issues.
She probably bended like Beckham.
I don't know where Lily
she probably bend over like Beckham. All right, people. I'll be here all week.
But I used to sit there, like, after, like, we were done playing soccer and chasing a ball for an hour and a half because I was middle right. And I used to be like, damn, Lily again. I gave her the ball, though. Like, if it wasn't because of me, she wouldn't, but whatever, Lily, get the credit. So now that I'm older and I'm this artist, like, I do art shows and girls come. It's like when you, Felipe, like, people come and they, like, oh, I love you, give me your shirt, you know, let me rub your gut, you know, like.
Let me rub your gut, what?
Let me try to run my fingers through your tangled hair.
How did you know that?
Let me take out your costra.
Oh, man.
I had people tell me, let me rub, you want to rub your gut.
They just want to do that, man.
They make you all conscious. My God.
I don't want to do that. Vegan, man. Like, come on, man.
That's what sucks after shows.
Like, please, please don't rub my belly.
Well, I like people rubbing my belly, too. But I became an artist, and then I started noticing people noticing me. Like, they used to notice Lily when I used to play soccer, and I was like, this is it. This is where I belong. I belong in this world. And then I started building my own world. Like, when I started painting, I was like, okay, who am I painting for? Am I painting to get other artists to be like, yeah, fan, high five, you're just dope, I'm an artist too? Or am I painting to speak to, like, the people?
The people.
The normal girl that works a 9-to-5 at McDonald's is going to go home and give titty to her baby.
Oh, yeah.
Or the girl that works at a nursing office and she does medical billing, but she's watching my Instagram and she's like, oh, I wish I could paint that big doll. Like, who am I painting for? Like, am I painting for the girl, the mom, the regular girl, or am I painting for other artists? I was like, I'm gonna paint for women, and that's what I chose, and that's what I've been running with.
Yeah,
like I just when I paint a girl, I'm like, is this girl gonna like this? Hold on, too much boob, let me take out the boob, hold on, let me put a turtleneck on her for all the conservative people. Like, you know, like I think about women when I paint stuff. Oh, girls wear glasses, let me put some glasses on her with tape around the little middle because she can't afford to buy new glasses because the medical just went off.
You ever think of just like painting like the McDonald's crew, like Ronald McDonald and like all of his crew, and then trying to sell it to McDonald's for money?
I do think, you know what I did? Bethy Johnson. I painted a painting for Bethy Johnson, and it took me a year to get it to her, but I got it to her. And now she has it in her granddaughter's bedroom. So it's the same idea, yeah.
I mean, painting things for people and be like, look what I made you, but it's going to cost you some money.
Make sure you tag me on Instagram.
I like what she said, that am I going to be a painter for other painters and other artists say, oh yeah, man, I'm a painter. Oh man, that shit could get old after a while, man. Like, I'm
for other people.
Like, am I my comedian for other comedians, you know?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Because there's a lot of that stuff goes on, how, huh? Like, you go to an art show and there's the same artist all the time supporting each other. And I'm not gonna say no names, but hey, man. Cause you start painting Chapolin so many times. How many times are you going to paint Chapolin?
Yeah.
We got enough Chapolins, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all the other artists really like it. It's like, yeah, but yeah, people yeah, don't yeah, know
but,
what the hell.
But my blue demon is wearing a dress.
But honestly, artists don't really buy from each other, you know? Like, because I'm an artist. I have so many paintings. I don't want to buy from the other artist, but I'll go support his shit. But I don't want to buy his painting because where am I going to stuff it at when I got like 1,000 paintings stuffed right here? You know what I mean? I'll put it all the way in the back maybe and just know that I support him. So like, I was like, I want women. So like now when I do an art show, like, mm-hmm. Hundreds of women come and I'm like, and they don't know anything about art. And they don't have to know anything. It's like maybe the people that come to you, they don't know shit about the first comedian that started the generation and that opened the doors to the world of comedy. Like, they don't have to know. They love you. And they love what comes out of your mouth. And they love the funny shit that you say. And that's pretty much what I've made my art be. I was like, I want this art to appeal to women and little kids and men. For them to be like, oh, like, I literally say relationship. This guy, he's the main head, something manager, director for Lamborghini, right? In like Venice Beach. He messages me. He's like, my girlfriend just left me because I've been cheating on her so many times. I'm like, whoa. He's like, please call me. Please, here's my number. I want to buy a painting. I'm like, bro, I'm not calling unless I know it's serious. I'm going to send you an invoice before I even call you because I want to make sure that you're not just trying to get on the phone and hear my voice, right? Oh, that hurt. Yeah. I almost broke the iPhone. I forgot I had the earphone. And the guy, and then I get an email by this girl and she's like, I just broke up with my guy, you know, and I have a new boyfriend. He has a coffee shop and I was driving to the coffee shop in Hollywood and I saw one of your dogs. But when we used to live in Venice, I used to see you. I'm like, whoa, what is this triangle? So then I call the guy and he's like, did a girl named Nicole message you? I'm like, yeah. And then I'm like, yeah, she says I was driving to my boyfriend's coffee shop. And he's like, oh, that's her new boyfriend. I'm like, whoa, whoa. Are you going to buy this painting before I keep reading the email that she sent me? So the guy paid for the painting, but I was like, I'm in a love triangle right now. You better buy this fucking painting. The guy's like, I love her and I need to get her back. I'm like, bro, now you need to be the alpha male, you know, making sure you bought the painting.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, now you need to attack and apply pressure. You messed up. Buy the painting. That's going to make her want you. And he's like, all right, Sam.
In fact, you might need two paintings.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to give you 3 paintings for $10,000 and she's going to want you.
Yeah, she's going to be all up on your nuts after that. No problem. Just send me the check and I'll start my doodles.
You know? I'll go to Michael's right now and buy our supplies for you.
But that's crazy.
All I know, if I had a Lamborghini dealership, I wouldn't be tripping too much. You know?
Hey, he must love her a lot, though. Like, that must be the one from all the strippers he cheated on. Like, that must be the one. You know, she's the one that makes his little thingy tingle.
Her name probably is Lamborghini, too. That's what's crazy about it.
He loves her, dude. He loves her. Like, people have proposed in front of my painting. Like, one time this guy proposed, and the painting is Alpha Alvarado by, like, MacArthur Park, and the guy, he never told me he was a cop until, like, recently. I walked into a coffee shop, and there was, like, three cops, and they're like, oh, you painted a mural for one of our comrades, and I'm like, what? And they're like, yeah, the guy with the penguin mural, and I'm like, oh, he was a cop, and I was in my car showing him, like, oh, you could pick that wall right there with no license, like, you could pick that wall right there, like, he didn't tell me he was a cop, he knew I would freak out and not take the deal. So he pays me to paint a mural because his girlfriend is so psycho about me. His girlfriend takes photos of all my murals in LA and she knows every location. So he's like, she always drives by here, Alvarado and 8th Street. I'm like, cool, then let's do it right here. I have that wall available. The next morning, like the next week, I wake up and I'm freaking out. I'm like, comb your hair, look good. I'm like, it's not my day, it's his day. So they're supposed to be walking by and all of a sudden they walk by and I'm doing a mural. So they walk across the street and I'm like, oh shit, play your positions. All my friends are acting like they're painting. We're all playing stupid. And then I turn around and I covered the part where it said, Patty Gomez, will you marry me? So I'm like, oh shit, like I'm a part of somebody's new beginning. This is serious. And then they walk up and then he's like, he stares at me and I look at them and I just dog them, you know, East LA style, like, psh. And I'm right there on the ladder, and I was like, all right, what do I do? They're staring at me. And I looked at her, I'm like, hey, do me a favor, yeah? Remove that big-ass paper from the wall. She's like, okay. I'm giving attitude. Like, I don't want to be sweet to her. And I gave my homegirl the thing, and I was like, hey, are we done already? And they're like, yeah, we're done. The girl removed the paper. It says, Patty Gomez, will you marry me? She starts crying, and she runs up to me, hugs me. She's like, I love you, Sam. The guy's on his knees with the ring. I'm like, hey, girlfriend, your man's right there. And then she turns around, and they got married. But it was pretty intense. I was like, oh, shit, this mural is a beginning to them. And I've done wedding murals and paintings, and I'm like, damn, they want me to be a part of their life. Like, this is serious. Like, whew, I'm bringing them together. I'm like the priest, you know?
Hell yeah, man.
That's awesome.
It's like if you marry someone.
Have you married someone on stage yet? You should. I'm surprised no one's asking that.
I've had people propose to each other at my show, and then later on they tell me they proposed at my show.
Oh, but they didn't make a big, like, Felipe!
No.
You're like, man, I'm telling my jokes.
I hope he's not listening. I had some stupid guy. He emailed me on Instagram.
He's probably listening.
And then he said, hey, man, can you give me and my lady a shout out? We've been together 4 years, and she's going to have a baby. He hasn't told her he loved her, but they've been together 4 years or 2 years. And they had a baby.
Oh, and he never said
so. So I went up on stage and I said, man, there's a guy here that wants to tell his lady that he loves her for the first time.
What little bee?
Where you at? And he's right there. Wait. You, man, your girlfriend's pregnant and you have a baby. And you still haven't told her you love her? Leave this motherfucker.
Wow. Why can't he just say it?
I don't know. What kind of tough guy?
I know, man. Leave this guy. I'll stay on the stage.
I don't understand how dudes can do that. I'm one of those guys. It's no big deal to me. I'll be like, I love you. I'll tell everyone. Like,
you're
like,
girl.
I love you.
You're like a grilled cheese to me.
Yeah, it's like
you're like hot pockets to me. I love you. I love
exactly. I love hot pockets. I love everything. I'm a lovable. I like things, man.
We're lovers. He was probably like emotionally detached.
Yeah,
but even if, like, bro, she's 2 kids in, you better love her.
I know but my dad never hugged me. Like, okay, guy, come on.
I remember some girl told me, "I love you," and I said, "That's cool."
Oh, that's the East LA in you. Same. I know. I got guys that be like, hey, what's up, Stan? You know, I want a relationship. I'm like, for what? What are we going to do in a relationship? Like, I think we already are. We text each other every single day. Or I got guys that go in there like, hey, Stan, I follow you on Instagram. What the fuck are you doing on my Instagram? Like, you're supposed to only come through at night. Like, what are you doing on my Instagram? Well, I don't know. I'm like, dude, you got my direct line. Get the fuck off my Instagram. Hey, you know, I saw your video that you posted about booty calls. I'm like, get the fuck out of here with that. I'm like, look, do not believe social media. It's all fake. Like, I don't really think like that, but I do. I'm like, you need to get off my social media, you know? Like, on social media, I get wild, and I talk about, like, you know, screw love and put your feelings in a box. I kind of mean it, but I don't.
Hey, Stan, I like your page and unliked it two times just so you could notice me.
Oh, shit. You're being a psycho. You're being a psychopath right now.
I know people do that.
Dude, I've accidentally done that to someone and felt like a psycho. I had to call them up and be like, hey, dude, sorry,
I'm follow.
I accidentally put unfollow and I clicked it and then I put follow right afterwards. No. So I'm sure you made it.
I got this guy that tells me, like, hey, did you notice I liked your photo yesterday? No, nigga, I didn't notice you like my photo. What's up? What are you doing? You want to kick it? You want to go out somewhere? Like, what are we doing right now? Why are you liking my photos? Oh, yeah, that's how you feel on Instagram? Yeah. No, one time I got a phone call and this guy was like, you're lying. You said you were going to be in Vegas. I'm like, do you follow me on Snapchat? No. I'm like, unfollow me. What is your name? I'm blocking you. What are you doing on my Snapchat? If I say I'm in Vegas, I'm in Vegas.
What's your Pinterest?
Yeah, that's hey, what you know. It's like,
hey,
damn.
What's your Tumblr?
You got a LinkedIn?
Who the hell? If you block them everywhere, they'll find you on Yelp. Hey, man, you're eating that too?
Hey, you're on Backpage too, like me?
No way. That's crazy. I put an ad on Craigslist the other day.
Hey, I saw your business card in that massage parlor.
Oh, man.
I found your number somewhere. Yeah, no.
A carrier pigeon just shows up with a little note. Like, what the hell is it?
Oh, you do a... Or sometimes, like, you always know who the real perverts are. The real perverts will always tell you right away, straight up. Yeah. They don't hold back. Oh, man, you're a big ass. Straight up, they go for the obvious.
They do, man.
They go for the obvious.
Those dudes are the real, kill it,
but
too.
But then the undercover perverts, you do your thing, girl.
Oh, I want a painting. How much is the painting? Oh, $750 for the little meanie one.
Good Lord.
$2,500. Oh, yeah. So what's up? Can we go out? Hold up. You like my art or you like my ass? What's up with it, brother?
Yeah, translation.
Oh, fuck you. Look at you. You're so shallow. What do you mean? You asked me for a painting. You initiated the conversation with business. Then just initiate it straight to where you're going. Hey, what's up? So you're cute. Black. You're not cute. That's crazy. You know what? The most sensitive ego is a man's ego. I don't know. Maybe you guys are different.
No, I'm different. No, just by you saying that, I put myself in that guy's position. I was like, man, my feelings are hurt right now.
Oh, she's a B-I-T-C-H. She's so mean. She's not even that fine. Why are you bothering me in the first place? Yeah. Oh, she rejected me. She's not even that cute. But
we went out and she tried to sell me a painting afterwards.
Yeah. Now he's feeling all the, like, man.
One guy was like, hey, I have a graffiti store. You want to paint it? I'm like, nah, I'm straight. Oh, see, that's why no one likes you, brother.
Oh, man.
What's up, brother?
Dude's
I don't want to paint
it. Yeah, whatever. It's like, what's your problem, bitch? Come on. I'm offering you some free wall right here.
I don't want it. Thank you very much. There's other people that need it. Oh, you're a bitch. Okay. Well,
yeah.
I'm sorry. I just don't feel like driving there.
Listen, if you're not going to go out on a date with me after I literally gave you some help, kind of.
There was a guy I was like, hey, you know, I have a bunch of trailers. I want you to paint them all. I'm like, cool, here's the invoice for each one. Still haven't cleared the invoice, but he's telling me all these things. I'm like, brother. You know, when I say brother, that means that you're my brother. Like, that's me putting you on the hold line. The dude goes crazy. He's like, you know what? You have an enemy now. This is gang from this gang. And these are my... I'm like... Whoa, just because I was like, listen, I've entertained this conversation for already a week. Are you going to pay the invoices or not? Let me know if you're serious about doing business because you keep coming at me, you know, in a non-business manner. And I feel very uncomfortable. Boom, he blew up. Started gangbanging on me on Instagram.
Enemies. Gangbanging on
Instagram. This is WBTC99.
You know what's crazy? I have a lot of friends because when I first moved out here, I lived in Pacoima and I moved in with a gangbanger.
Pacas.
Yeah. And they, the dude had just been shot and he got out of the gang, you know, because, you know, once you get shot, he's like, I think I learned my lesson here.
He was on the disabled list.
But they'll be like, I'll like see shit pop up on my Facebook sometimes, just these little fights between like, hey, Pacoima, no, I'll be in San Fernando. What'd you say about San Fernando? San Fernando's, and then they'll start gangbanging back and forth. And I'm like, guys, listen, I'm at the Ice House this Saturday.
We didn't get along with Pasadena.
Hey, meet at the,
I know, right?
meet at the Ice House. Put your guns away for a bit until I'm done with my show.
Tell me when there's a Pacoima Comedy Club.
Oh,
man.
I don't know, but you guys are pretty funny.
So what happened? I know, getting back to me being nosy on your page.
Oh, let's talk about it.
What happened to your mom's painting? How did that come about? Did you get it back? I don't know. I haven't checked back on your page.
In the end, I got the painting back, but it was a crazy 7-year thing that happened. So I'm seven.
You stole your painting?
Yeah. So I did a painting, and it was three paintings for the Chinese American Museum in downtown LA. The first time I ever showcased in a museum.
So that's man. Though. Yeah. That's a big deal.
I felt hella like, what? Like,
why her?
Yeah. Why her? She ain't even that good. Well, I must be that good if I'm in there and you're not. Get your bars up. You know, like, it doesn't come through luck. Like, you being here sitting down in front of that mic, you both of you guys, it's not luck. You wake up every single day and you're like, okay, whose door do I knock on? Whose freaking window do I crack? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
who I gotta sleep with now?
Yeah, jeez.
Who think I gotta fuck?
No, what comedian? What comedian do I gotta give a ride to the airport for this?
I know.
I need connections, man. Let me help out his grandma real quick and get through him. I follow her on Instagram.
She's little.
Let me get through the little brother. So, 7 years ago, I'm doing this painting. I've always been good at painting. Ever since I started, I just knew what to do with the brush and the acrylic paint. I knew what to do. So, like, it's my first year into art, and the museum hits me up. Mind you, I'm next to a bunch of, like, well-known established artists. And I'm like, whoa, I'm rolling with the big dogs right now. Little dog, big dog. I'm a big dog now. So, I do the painting, and I do one that was my mom. It was supposed to be like a Mexican culture art exhibit. So I do my mom in her lunch truck holding like a taco plate with her hat, with her little name tag, with her name. There's carne asada in the back. My stepdad with like $100 bill because he would always go try to like pick up on her and be like, hey, let me get 10 tacos. Here's $100. So she thought he was a freaking baller. He was broker than I was when I was 16. But he pretty much will give her his whole half of his freaking paycheck, okay, yeah. By giving her that money. So she fell for it, you know, little shallow lady right there. Oh, $100 and it's only $10. So they get pregnant, whatever. So I do the painting and it goes on the art exhibit. Then it comes down from the museum and there's another art show going on in this gallery in downtown. The owner hits me up, tells me to put my art in there. I put it up, but that one was not for sale because it was my mom. That's the only painting that I've ever had sentimental value towards for so long. Next thing you know, the art show ends, and the guy, the owner of the gallery, he was this, like, French guy, very standoffish French guy, Tony. He's like, sorry, your painting was stolen, and there's nothing I can do. I'm like, what? What do you mean? He's like, it is stolen.
Stolen.
I'm like, so what do I do now? Nothing you can do. I spoke to insurance company, and they say nothing you can do. I'm 17. I have no idea what's going on. I'm scared. I'm broke, so I don't even want to fight. I can't even call my homies from, like, you know, the Maravilla gang. Like, hey, what's up, homies? You know, we got to roll out and, like, pull up on all these freaking gallery owners. Like, I don't want to say
nothing.
Hey, where's
your fool?
Yeah.
It was I want Monet. Come on.
I was like, Sam, what do you do? Like, okay, you know what? Just walk away, Sam. Just walk away. So I walk away, and for 7 years, that always haunted me. Like, where is that painting? Like, who stole it? Who would just walk into a gallery and steal it, right? 7 years later, I get something on Snapchat, and this girl's like, hey, Sam, I'm eating in front of your painting, the one that you said got stolen, your mom's painting.
I'm in Mencia's house.
And I was like, that's my mom's painting. I'm like, where are you?
Shut up.
And she's like, I'm at Beep Fish. That's the restaurant, right? Beep Fish. And I was like, I Googled it, and they have three locations. So I go to the one next to me in downtown. I walk in, and there's my mom's painting.
What?
Sitting there on the counter, not even hanging up like it should, sitting there on the counter. And I'm like, okay, think quick. I'm like, oh, the Mexican workers, hola, I came to pick up the painting, it's my painting, I'm trying to be civilized. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Here's, I would have done that too.
Yeah, here's the key. Yeah. To me, I think the key to this business, to our industry, you don't ask, you demand. I want a radio show, you know what I mean? And you got it. You know, Felipe, so I walked in there and I'm like, I'm here to pick up the painting. Hola, vengo por la pintura. And they're like, no. I'm like, damn it.
Oh.
They're like, we're calling the boss.
¿Estás loca?
No, es que esa pintura no es tuya. And I'm like, damn it. So they call the boss and I get on the phone with the boss. He's like, no, that's my painting. I'm like, look, it's stolen. Somebody stole it from me. I'm going to take it. He's like, get out of my premises before I call the cops. And I'm like, well, I'm calling the cops then. So I'm like, damn. And then I call my homies and they're like, hey, sound. We'll write out right now and we'll take that painting. I'm like, yeah, but then that means we're stealing from a freaking location. I'm like, oh, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to be legit civilized American And I'm going to call the cop. I call the cop. The cops get there. 30 minutes later, I'm outside waiting. By that time, I'm on Snapchat and Instagram rolling. I'm right here. My painting's stolen. Blah, blah, blah. By then, all my fans are rolling through calling the restaurant. Like, you better give her painting back. They're calling, ordering food, not paying. So it's already
become. Yeah,
they're doing a typical prank. Like, hey, let me get 20 tortas. And there's nobody to pick up the torta.
Meanwhile, I'm at home going, what's going on? Yeah. Yeah.
So 30 minutes later, the cops come. I walk in there and they're like, where's the painting? There's no painting in there. They took it. So I'm furious. What? And I pull out my phone and I'm like, look, 3:45. I took a photo. The painting was right there. 3:20. I took a screenshot of the person. They're like, okay, search warrant, come back. They find the painting. They pull it out. They're like, go to the police station and show us proof that it's your painting. I'm like, cool. I go to my office, pull out the painting, bring them back. They're like, sorry, we can't give it to you. I'm like, what? They're like, we left it at the restaurant because we don't know if it's really stolen. So then a whole ordeal starts going on. Their Instagram gets shut down. Their freaking Yelp is booming and is falling down on stars all the way to like half of like the orangey one, yellow one, the lowest you could get if you have like an F quality restaurant. It's crazy. Now there's lawyers involved. They send me a lawyer and they call my lawyer. And now we have, I don't even have a lawyer. I have an assistant. You know, but she's being the mediator. And then they get on the phone with me and they're like, you know, little girl, you've got a lot of trouble in our business. I'm like, I just want my painting back. So now we're doing some gangster shit where we're like trying to negotiate and there's egos in the way. And then finally, in the midst of everything, this Middle Eastern girl comes into place and she's like,
my friend,
I am a lawyer and I love your work. I am going to be your lawyer. I'm like, what do you want? She's like, painting. I'm like, done deal.
Nice.
So now I got Nas Madgani, and she's rolling in there, all oaked out.
Madgani.
Yeah.
I already want to give her my
and
money.
And she was a real lawyer. I was like, are you a real lawyer, though? I'm trying to get a painting from me. She was a real lawyer. And boom, I get the painting back after 2 months of going at it. We're just going at it, dude. And they don't want to bow down. I don't want to bow down. You know, we're Mexican. We got pride. It's like, hey, just give it back. No. Come on, dog. No. All right, I got a lawyer then. And then that's when it got intense. And their lawyer was pregnant, so she, like, just dropped the ball, like, fine, there, just take the page.
Yeah, she didn't even care. She yeah. Like, I have this fucking baby. I can't deal with this.
But in the end, we got it, and now we're best friends. And we got drunk together that day, and we just got all wasted, and I woke up in my freaking living room with my painting next to me. Oh, my assistant's so cool. Like, you got wasted, fan. You were so happy about the painting. I'm like, I don't even get wasted.
Man, just that luck. If it was me, I would have never gotten that painting. They would have put a mustache on it. So I'm being like, here's your stupid painting, Dustin.
I made drama with that
painting.
That
is so awesome.
It was
so
wild. Glad,
yeah.
It was
like because I remember you also had I remember you were reading something like this about the court paper. And it reminded me of Lenny Bruce, the comedian Lenny Bruce. Yeah. Remember when Lenny Bruce was going through that court thing to fight for his rights as a comedian?
Really?
Because
he said fuck, and he said that the owner called these gay guys fags, so he couldn't say that on stage. So you were reading it, and I remember you reading the same thing.
Yeah,
about these fucking assholes said they want my painting. And then you put I liked it, you put my mom painting.
And my underwear, too.
Yes.
Okay, that was when the drama hit, because I'm an artist.
That shit went 70,000 likes.
I was like, if you guys want me to say sorry, I'm not sorry. Because this is in the end, the owner of the gallery lied to me and told me it was stolen. It was never stolen. He lied to me to give it to his girlfriend at the time that was from East LA. So he tells
me. Your paintings always bring relationships together, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So, but he cheated on her and left her, and now he's engaged to this girl, which I know because I emailed him, like, what's up, Tony? You need to say something. You need to give me my painting back because you are the cause of all this shit. Whatever my fans are doing, all this drama, you are the freaking source of this because you told me it was stolen. It was never stolen. Oh, you know, I forgot and I found it. No. You don't find a freaking 40 by 60 painting all of a sudden and not know, like, that, you need a truck to haul that painting.
Yeah, it wasn't an iPhone.
Yeah, it was a big ass painting, dude. It wasn't a little air freshener. I found the air freshener and just give it to you. No, that was real shit. So they're like, you gotta say sorry. And I'm like, sorry for what? I was lied to. You know, so he lied to me, gave it to his girlfriend, and then he left her. So that's all she has to hold on to now. And her mom died, so that painting reminds her of her mom. But that's my mom selling tacos. Yeah. Whole crazy thing. So then when they tell me to say sorry, I'm like, fine. I'm going to clear the restaurant from all this mess because they were just displaying it. But if I'm going to go out, I am not going to go down like a B. I'm going to go out like a G. So I bought a bathing suit in downtown for $5 and I put, I want my painting. And then I grabbed papers because I'm going to forget my speech. So I wrote my speech on the papers and it went something like this. Like, you know, so according to the whole drama, the guy told me that it was stolen, but now his girl is going to get married to him and he cheated on the girl that now owns the painting. So that heated the people. The restaurant and the girl that was having the painting. They were so angry. They're like, she's so arrogant. Why can't she just say sorry? I'm not going to say sorry because I am not sorry. This is a mess. So now they didn't want to give it to me because I didn't say sorry. And in the day we agreed to meet, I left to Mexico because I was like, I need to go to the pyramids and get enlightened. So I go to the pyramids and I'm in the pyramid, the freaking the sun pyramid, because it's the smallest one in Mexico. If you go to the moon one, it's a mission. Or maybe it's the moon one. I don't know. It's really big. I can't do that. I can't go all the way to the top. I got to the middle of the pyramid. I was like, if the Aztecs got to the middle and got energy, I'm going to just stay right here. I'm not going to go all the way up there.
That's when they lose their
hell
heads.
Hell yeah, man.
That's
why, that's why I don't like walking those stairs to the upper deck at Dodger Stadium, bro.
Oh, you feel like you're going to get sacrificed like after Apocalypto?
Keep it low.
There's some dude up there just waiting. My head's going to roll down. Some little kid's going to pick it up.
So I go to the pyramid, and then they call my lawyer, and they're like, she's in Mexico. If we meet for the painting, we got to meet with her in person. So I was like, damn, now they became fans. Crazy. So then we meet up and we get the painting, but it was crazy. And then I was mad because I didn't get the painting. So when I came back, that's when I did that thing on the wall. And I was like, I'm going to put my underwear on. And it's pretty much like, kiss my ass, bitches. Like, I want my painting back. That was the first time I ever done a video where I'm in my underwear, my butt cheeks hanging out. I was like, but it's not really like sexual. It's more like a statement, you know, because I'm an artist.
Hollywood loves me for that. Whenever I get
what
naked,
do you do?
Like, oh, yeah, this is a statement. Titties and chubby everything? Guy. Just titties. That's all my contract says.
They pay me more.
Specifically, it
to
says
put
only
on
titties, Dustin.
They pay me to keep clothes on.
It's in your contract. They're like, Felipe, listen, we will give you an extra $20,000 if you just don't.
Felipe, can you start switching to X double X? I saw your stretch marks on the front row.
I can see. No, he doesn't have stretch marks, actually. Wow. What do you put? Shea butter?
La campana.
Cocoa butter.
All that shit doesn't work, by the way. Vitamin E doesn't work.
Hey. None of it. Thanks for testing.
You know what works? Huh. Putting on an extra shirt under your belly.
Yeah, you just got to put on an undershirt. I hate that when I'm on stage and I lift up my arm to do something.
Water?
And I'll get a laugh and I'll be like, that wasn't even. And I'll be like, oh, my belly just showed. That's why everyone was like,
It wasn't a joke. No, I remember growing up, my mom, like, I'll cut myself or something. Water with salt. Water with salt. I'm fucking dying,
Mom! I told you.
I'm dying.
I told you.
I'm dying right here, and you're putting water with salt.
You gotta gargle.
I told my wife that. I said, no, one time when I cut a big-ass cut on my knee, my mom, I swear to God, put salt on it. And she said, I can't believe you put salt. No, she fucking put salt.
Does that work? No, that like
hell
works.
No.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, that like.
You got to go to the doctor and be an actual American and just get that shit sewn. Stop believing in the God, in the grace of God to cure you. Like, literally, I spent the whole week where I couldn't eat because it hurt so much. I had, like, my throat, like, right? I tequila shot with lemon and honey, water and salt, all these Mexican things.
Not even real salt, like the McDonald's salt.
I finally
packets.
Got tired of that
drink
shit.
Drink a hot Sprite, mija.
Oh, yeah. With sal de uva, with sal de uva. All this shit, right? Oh, pray to God. Dude, I finally go to the doctor, paid $60, got a shot on my ass. 30 minutes later, all my pain was gone. I'm like, I hate Mexican remedies. Oh, put a big paper. Ponte vaporru.
She starts rubbing you with an egg, like, get away.
It didn't work.
But for our one listener out there who's been asking about hemorrhoids, putting vapor rub does work.
You got to sit on a pillow that circle. You gotta sit in a circle pillow too, so your hemorrhoids like fall nicely, you know, in the middle of it when you're driving.
I just lay on my stomach all day. It's gonna be stomach day for Dusty. You know, ass is up, stomach down. Watch a little Bachelorette.
I like her idea better. The donut.
The donut thing.
I'm trying to make an invention, bro, where I could just get that circle heated pad. Uh-huh. Get heated, bro.
Oh,
get some heat on it.
Put your face in it and sell it.
I feel like that would mess with the
They'll buy that shit after your comedy show. I just came out with a round donut heated pad. You can sit on my face, ladies.
You know, once you buy one of those, though, you're going to have that forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of expect, like, I'm probably going to have another
one. I'm actually promoting the Felipe Esparza Squatty Potties.
Oh, what is that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know, I've seen those, man.
I have one of those.
You do?
It works.
Are you serious?
It works.
Man, I do the guest.
What's it called?
Squatty.
A squatty potty.
What is that?
It's a thing. It's a stool that you put around your toilet, and your legs rise up, and you sit down. So you're actually shitting like a Chinese guy.
Oh,
it's the way you're supposed to poop.
Really?
They said that's how cavemen did it, I think.
Yeah, because you're sitting like with your legs up. It's a squatty potty. You put your legs on it, and you sit down on a toilet. And then so you're like elevated.
Yeah. You can even just use a couple of telephone.
It makes the poop comes down smoother.
Yeah.
It keeps going down. Instead of going like to the side.
Yeah. Do you even have to wipe your ass afterwards?
Dude.
I didn't lie.
That only happened to me in my lifetime twice.
Where I didn't have to wipe.
When you went to Japan, maybe? I went to Japan and literally for the whole 2 months I was there, I never had to touch my butt.
What?
I would just sit there. Yeah, like the first time it happened, I was like, whoa, it tickled. Because it's weird. It's like, whoa, is somebody back there? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I was like, no. And then I got used to it. But the first time I'm at the airport and everybody, like, I was literally Snapchatting, like, whoa. And then I come out and everybody's just staring at me. And I was like, oh, shit, to them it's normal, but to me it's not normal. It washes your butt. Like, literally, it's hot water, and it just whoosh, squirts into your ass, and it just removes all the little particles, and then it dries it up.
It dries it, too?
Yeah. And, okay. And then
the
little machine moves to the front, so it can wash your vajayjay, and then it moves to the back.
Oh,
so,
with balls, too. They'll just be...
Yeah,
that looks so weird, just air pressure under balls.
No more ball juice.
No more... No, my balls will never smell like a catcher's mitt ever again.
It's so clean in Japan. Like, I went over there to go paint, and it was crazy because I took a luggage full of pillows and merchandise. I only saw like 3 pillows, and I was like, "What? They're not into like street art. They weren't into my art." And I took a huge gamble. I went over there with a little backpack full of little thin clothes, wearing the same pants for like a week, and a big ass like army bag full of merchandise, and I only sold 3 pillows, and the rest I just gave it away. Like, here you go. Oh, you own a company? Call me. Here's this body to put it on. Let me know when you want to work with me. Trying to collab. Like, that was like my marketing, like, fucking business card. And I was like, wow, like, I didn't sell shit. But I painted a couple of walls in Japan, and then I hopped onto Thailand and painted a bunch of walls in Thailand, and then I hit up the newspapers in Thailand, just balls out, just demand.
Awesome.
I hit up all the newspapers, and one newspaper answered, the biggest one in there, it's like the LA Weekly, and they were like, we'll do a story on you. I'm in Thailand for 3 weeks eating freaking Thai food and watching whores make money, and I'm not making no money, I'm just spending it. So I'm like, you know, I'm kind of considering my life right now. For like $5. You could get it all night, baby, for $5. It was crazy. Cheap Thai food and bomb women.
Oh, man.
For $5.
$5.
Yeah.
The Thai food or the women. They probably have a combo, too, where you get the food and the women.
They'll feed it to you. Yeah. Like, I'll see, like, nerdy-ass white boys, like, being pimped with, like, 3-6 women next to them. Like, dude, for $50, you're a player.
All you think is, that guy's cool.
Yeah. that guy's full of herpes.
That guy gets laid, man.
That guy's got the gonorrhea.
$50.
$50.
For a lady boy.
It was crazy, yeah. And lady boys look good, too. It's crazy. I was looking at them, like, doubting my sexuality. Like, damn, they look better than me. Look at their bodies. Like, oh, I'm just going to throw myself off the cliff with an elephant. So I come out on the newspaper over there, and I got the front cover. When I got the front cover, I called my mom. I'm like, Ama, cambiente. Everybody get ready. Look good. I come back to LA in 4 days, and we're going to Paradise Cove in Malibu. Please do not look like paisas. And they were like, okay. They picked me up, and I came back with the front cover of the fuck. It was called the Sunday brunch. I was like, Mom, I hope I make you proud. I felt like Biggie. Smiles every time my face is up in the sword. I was like, I'm in the brunch, Mom, in Thailand. She has no idea what it says. I don't know what the fuck it says. But I just know I'm in the front cover, middle spread, and it's all about my art. And they just really liked my art. And I was like, damn. Like, and I honestly went to Thailand just to eat. You guys like Thai food?
Fuck yeah.
I like it. It's pretty damn good. That was one of those things I got late in life, too.
Me too.
I was such a little bitch. I still am a lot. When
Why?
It comes to like food, I'm like, I don't want to, pickled what? You know? It's just like,
I eat
it, Dusty.
Man. I started out with pad thai.
That's what got me.
Shrimp pad thai.
Yeah, like then after that, man, I started eating curries.
Yellow curry and green curry.
I haven't went there yet.
And then mango, sticky rice and mango.
Okay, you know why I went to Thailand? I only went to Thailand because I was in Japan and my homie was like, hey, 4 hours from here is Thailand on a plane. I saw on YouTube. Like you go up to this cart in the middle of Bangkok and there's a bunch of carts, wooden carts with a big pile of rice, sticky sweet rice, and a bunch of mangoes. And then they cut them and they slice them and they serve you. And then they put the coconut cream on top, right? So my dream was to go up to that cart. My little wetback Mexican dream, just to go up to that cart and be
that
like,
fucking cart sounds good.
Yeah. And I was like, that little wooden car that was like nailed in by a little Bangkok man. And I just wanted to be like, I want mango sticky rice. And that was my dream, and that's why I went. The whole painting walls in the newspaper, that wasn't even in the story. I didn't even want to be an artist. I just wanted to be a torta. I just wanted to eat mango sticky rice. It was 25 cents every plate. Over here, you pay $7.
Fuck. Was it good, though?
It was bomb, dude. I would literally take, like, $10 with me, and I would sit there and order 7 different plates and, like, mango sticky rice with Thai tea. And I would just eat 7 different plates with 2 desserts. And I will take $10 to make sure that I spend what you spend over here on a plate of food over here. Like $10 for a plate of Thai food. I'm like, let me keep it like that. Yeah. And I would take it and I would just eat everything. I would take a bite of the curry, the tom yum goong, the mango sticky rice, the freaking fried rice, everything, dude. It was delicious.
That should make me hungry.
It was delicious. Chicken satay. It was bomb. You guys need to go to Thailand.
What other place have you eaten great food like that?
You know what? When I went to Mexico to go to the pyramids, I actually set myself a goal. I was like, I'm going to go to the pyramids and get enlightened, because that week, it was crazy. That week, glass was breaking everywhere around me. And I'm not superstitious. You know, Mexican, ay, que la muerte. Blah, blah. Mom, shut up. I don't want to hear it.
Es una señal.
Yeah, es una señal. Ahí te viene el muerto. I'm like, I don't want to hear
it's
it, Mom.
It's a sign, mija. Put it away.
El Espíritu Santo. Stop it. I just want to paint with spray cans. So I go to Mexico, and one of my friends that's very spiritual, she's like, how many glasses have broken this week? I'm like, girl, all my mom's glasses, all her
princess. I thought it was Greek.
All her princess house. You know, the mom, Mexican moms love that little glass thing that has the flower designs on it. It's really expensive.
The crystal for nobody to use.
When I was little, I grew up with my mom having a big-ass chinera, a big-ass furniture piece in the middle full of plates and cups and bowls, like those clear ones. And you couldn't touch them, dude. That was only for guests.
Lo quebró el terremoto.
So I end up in Mexico. I was like, let me go get enlightened. And I went to go eat. And I go to Coyoacán, which is where Frida Kahlo is from. I am the Frida Kahlo of today, okay? With my art. So I go to Coyoacán and I'm eating there, like, just Mexican food, dude, tamales. People that are walking by, I'm like, let me get that. Like, you're picky. I'm not that picky. I'm like, fuck it. If I'm going to die, at least it was from somebody's little hand.
Bad tamale will ruin my day, though. I'll get a tamale, and if there's, like, not an appropriate amount of meat in it, that'll kill me. You ever get a tamale that's, like, all masa and there's, like, a little meat and you're like, what the hell, dude? Like, how can you live at night, man? What are you doing?
You're cheating.
One strand of meat.
Yeah, there's like, and it's not, you're like, is this meat? Is this like part of, is this burnt inner tamale? Like, what the hell is this, man?
You're the winner.
Yeah, dude. That's why I don't trust tamales. Anything where I can't see the meat inside, I'm like,
He cheated, man. You're 125. He gave you 25 cents worth of powdered masa from the Mazteca box.
That's crap, man. I hate that, dude.
I go to Mexico.
Give you a matzo ball, bro.
That's all I want.
I give you a matzo ball tamale. I love matzo ball soup. So I'm over there and I'm eating everything. And then I was like, I'm going to go paint in Coyoacán, which is where Frida Kahlo's from. And it's like Beverly Hills. They're like, you can't paint it. Everybody's telling me, no, I went and painted a big, giant, like 50 foot by 30 foot wide. It was a big dog, like 60 feet tall. I was just like, yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
But when I was out there, I was just like, the food, like while I was there painting, people were driving by in bicycles. A torta with tamale inside. I was like, give it to me. Champurrado, give it to me.
A torta with a tamale.
Do everything. I love tamales. So if I see tamales, I'm like, come over here. How much?
I grew up in Texas, so it was really weird. I grew up on a lot of Tex-Mex and stuff, so whenever
you gotta put chili beans in your tamales.
Yeah,
right?
when I first came to LA and I was like, I ordered an enchilada. I was like, what is this? Where's the meat sauce and where's my big queso chip? You know, and I'm trying to tell them, I'm like, can I have queso? They're like, no, it's queso. I'm like, no, like the the liquid, and I look like such a fat ass. No, I want the liquid cheese. It, you know, it makes it all soggy.
And in Texas, somebody told me, we're going to go get breakfast taquitos. And I'm thinking, okay, it's going to be a lot of taquitos, al pastor, and all that. But all the taquitos were made with flour tortillas.
Yeah.
And I was like telling myself, man, these food just telling me small burritos.
Yeah, that's the Whataburger taquito. It's like,
all the taquitos in Texas are with flour tortillas.
Yeah.
Then people from Texas come to LA and you get taquitos and they're like the little tortillas and you got like, man,
it's all rolled up.
So that shit all small.
Yeah, what the hell, man? Yeah, everything's all small, little tacos and stuff. I'm like, I want a big
ass. Eat 10 of them, bro.
Yeah. Eat 10 of them. You know what's funny? Somebody opened my eyes to that logistic. I was little and I was like, I fucking hate hometown buffet because when you go and you get the fish, they give you little fishes. And my homie was like, yeah, but you could grab the whole tray. I'm like, that makes sense. You just eat a whole tray and it equals a big ass fish. It all makes sense. Order more.
I had this place, Poncho's, growing up. This is big Mexican.
Oh, you can eat, right? You put a flag?
Yeah, you put the flag up and oh my God, I loved it so much. That was one of those places that kind of had like smaller portions, but I'd tell the guy and the waiter would like recognize me. It sucked. He'd be like, oh, big guy over here.
Over there, that place, I think you put a flag and they bring more food.
Yeah, they bring more food.
In Texas.
Yeah. No, we have a friend in Ralphie May, and he weighs like 450 pounds.
Wow.
And he was telling me the story about he went to the place called Poncho's, and I said, I bet the waiter was raising the fucking surrender flag.
No
más, gordo.
Está muy gordo. Damn.
You took over the Alamo.
I've heard of to places where they charge like big people for two. Like, oh, you got to pay for two.
Yeah.
Texas
has a lot of buffets.
I've been to places where they charge skinny people. They charge skinny people like it's an all-you-can-eat buffet, but if you leave food on your plate, they charge you for it.
Sushi places do that a lot.
Chinese spots, they're vicious with it. They're hella vicious.
All-you-can-eat, but you get one napkin.
And then you can ask for another, but you won't get it.
Yeah, man. This lady over there, I don't know if you've been to the dollar Chinese restaurant, but they're on Daly Street. On Daly and Lincoln Heights, there's a dollar restaurant right there.
I know where Daly is.
Right there, you get orange chicken that's red.
I have a mural off of Broadway or something like that. Broadway. I don't really know the street.
That lady wraps around a fork and a napkin, a chopsticks and a soy sauce and one napkin, and that's all you get. And if you try to ask for more, that lady look at you like, but you have one plate. You need only one fork.
Sharing.
But I need 10 soy sauces to make your food taste good, lady.
Oh, people are crazy. In Thailand, they were vicious with me, and I was like, oh, like when I will order, they'll be like, I was like, all right, I get it. Like, us Mexicans were more hospitable, like, hola, ¿quieres comer?
Yeah. A little hug.
Yeah.
Like, siéntate, mijo.
Tu burrito. Yeah, I went to Tucson, Arizona recently, and when I went to go eat my beans, I love eating beans. I was painting a mural off of 4th Avenue. In Tucson. I was doing two murals, actually. And then I go eat beans because I love beans with avocado. I just want beans, boiled beans with avocado. And the lady was like, can I give you a tour of my restaurant? I was like, yeah. She took me around the restaurant and told me how her mom was a guerrillera. I was like, damn, this is nice. Dang. Over here in LA, we don't got time for that shit. Like, hey, we got to go. You got to clear the plate. Like, you know, if people in line and you've been on that table for 20 minutes, you got to go. It's 10 minutes per person. Like, it was just crazy. I was like, they're so hospitable.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
I feel like I was in trouble.
And here in LA, you can see the restaurant in two seconds. Yeah, there's the back. Here's the front. Salte, cabrona.
Where's the bathroom? Bathroom.
Hey, 10 minutes limit eating. Stop talking about your girlfriend.
I know, man. Welcome to Heroes. What's that place called in East LA? Heroes?
Yeah.
I don't know.
The place with the flautas.
Oh.
It's on the same street. There's a place. It's next to El Manuel Special, El Tepeyac, but there's another restaurant down the street, across the street from elementary school.
I have a mural right there. It's a doll with big eyelash petals. Sorry.
I'm telling you, man, I've seen your paintings everywhere, because everywhere I read it, your painting's there.
Because I remember going to Tepeyac after that, and I got the big-ass burrito, and I couldn't eat it, and I was like, wow, this is intense. Like, it was just a giant burrito, and if you're not big, then even if you're big, you still can't chug that down. It's huge.
One of those giant
too much meat, man. They put like a lot of pork inside with guacamole rice and beans, and then they cover it up with more pork and sauce on top of it.
Oh,
see, that to me, that's like that gave me.
I
a
need an extra
right
10
now.
Tortillas and a start. You could start your own business with one of those burritos.
Delivery, taco delivery. You just put them up and pack them and take them.
I'm gonna take it and open up a taco stand.
You know what's crazy? When I went to Thailand, I became a vegan. Not all I eat is vegetables. It's been like a year and a half, and all I want to eat is vegetables.
I'm vegan too.
And fish. I'll let fish slide in small amounts, but I really enjoy vegetables, whole grains, like oatmeal, smoothies, and my mom thinks I'm a freak. Like whenever I go paint a wall or something, or when I go to my office to paint like my canvases, I'm literally eating oatmeal or drinking smoothies or eating like protein shakes.
Oh, that's so
my mom's
good.
Like, ¿qué te pasó? ¿Qué te pasó? I go to the family parties and they're like, carne asada, you want carne asada with the beans? I'm like, just give me beans. Why? They want to argue. My family wants to throw it down with me because I don't want to eat meat. Oh, you think you're better than us now? No, I just don't want to eat meat.
That's the first thing they say.
You think you're better than us?
Yeah.
I would, just being here.
No,
I'm
Mom,
like,
just
you
don't
want to
shit on my pants
to
everybody here. Right?
Vegan, baby.
Dusty over here with his meat
no,
stench.
No, pescatarian. Stop eating cows.
Man, I probably ate like three.
You're not Mexican. Creatures. I get that a lot on Instagram.
Oh, they say that you're not Mexican?
You're not eating.
I put vegan food up, and then I put that it's vegan. You're not Mexican. Or they tell me that I like, they get
you've
pissed
changed.
Off. You changed. You're not really Mexican.
You forgot where you came from.
But you know if you really want to go all the way back, we were the original Aztec warriors were vegan.
We didn't
have no fucking cows to eat. There was no cows here to make white people showed up with them.
I hate that shit when they tell you, oh, you changed. And I'm sure you've heard it. Like, you changed or you're not the same no more. Don't forget where you come from. I don't forget, but if I'm in a better place in life, I'm going to keep running with that. Like, I remember where I came from, and that's why I'm where I'm at, because that shit fucking made me not want to be there. So instead of telling me don't forget, how about you start forgetting and start doing better, and you'll be right where I'm at, and we'll be eating vegan food together at Sage in freaking Echo Park.
Mm. I don't know. Doomies.
Or at Fjord.
Fjord.
Oh, my God. We're doing advertisement for them. They better give us a hookup. Remember our faces. I want that strawberry cake.
Oh, that strawberry cake that weighs 2 pounds.
That strawberry cake is like a lemon poppy cake. Oh, I'm going there after this.
I had the cinnamon roll yesterday.
Where?
I ate it this morning at Flore.
Yeah? It's really good. Like, I just feel good eating healthy food. Like, I'm a straight wetback python from East LA, Mexican Guatemalan. I have no business being an artist because my mom didn't know what the hell I was doing when I became an artist. She was like, what do you mean you're going to be an artist? You're going to struggle. You need to go work at Chase. I'm like, I don't want to count people's money. I want to count my money. And she was like, you need to go work at McDonald's. Like, what do you mean? You need to go to college. I literally, like, I'm becoming successful now with my art, right? People like my art. And I love that women love my art. When I do an art show, people come to my art show, you know? And it feels good. Like, people come to my art show. People come to your comedy shows. And you're like, you're here to see me? You're here to listen to all my dumb shit?
I created this.
Yeah. It's your movement. So when I started being an artist, my mom was like having a heart attack. Like, no! And I was like, Mom, I'm going to be an artist and I'm going to figure it out and I'm going to just rough it out on Dollar Menu. So now everybody trips out like, oh, you changed. My family, they're like, oh, you're different. No, I'm the same. I just don't want to eat cows.
I used to eat off that Dollar Menu too, though.
Like chickens all day. You don't even know where the chicken comes from. You don't even know if it's a chicken weenie or what the hell is it. You're just eating that shit with ketchup.
You know what I did the other day at McDonald's?
Honey mustard.
I ordered at the drive-thru. I ordered a chicken sandwich, and the guy was like, you say double cheeseburger? And I'm like, yeah. Like, I don't care. Just give me something to shove in my mouth. Yeah, I'm like, don't even care anymore, man.
You just stop caring after a while, but
yeah, because it's all like I'm at McDonald's, man. Like, just give me
it's bad already. You're already gonna have cholesterol anyway.
McDonald's-y, yeah.
Like, I'll go to a pupusa place. I just want vegetables. I don't care. Just give me beans, whatever. Just give it to me. Just don't give me the animals.
That's good. Do you guys ever have withdrawal? Like, you don't? Did you? Was it tough for you? Like, to switch, or was it an easy?
No, because I was already hurting from my asshole already.
Oh.
So it was kind of easy.
Well, see, that's just part of life, though, right? That's growing up.
I was a fat pig, bro. I was a fat pig that had no right trying to do the Atkins diet.
You lost a lot of weight, man. Yeah.
How much weight you lost?
I was 300.
What?
Now I'm 270.
Nice.
265.
Awesome. I was 185, and now
Damn! You're rolling.
No, 180, hitting 180, and now I'm at 150, so I lost 30 pounds.
How tall are you?
I'm 5'1". You couldn't tell. My boobs were huge, and my gut was bigger, my face. It was all up here.
Black people were saying, yeah, I love your art.
Hey, mom. Hey, what's up, mom? I want to buy your art. First, I got to see your titties, though.
I got to see your titties before I
negative,
buy your
Popeye,
art.
Negative, Popeye. Negative. Negative, Duran.
Foods are like that, man. Yeah, man. Coupating, show more nalga, eh?
No, darn now.
Yeah, now
you call yourself a lady.
No,
paint at my house.
No, oh, I've heard that. Like, hey, you want to come and paint a mural in my room? What the fuck am I gonna do in your room? I'm not gonna go to your. How about you buy the paint and then you can hang it up in your room? Oh, you're stuck up. I don't want to go to your room, brother.
What do they think's gonna happen? Like, you're just gonna be all naked painted?
I think they're gonna like creep up and be like,
for
hey,
reals, man.
So what's up, Shan? And I'll be like, oh.
Or you ever have like somebody walk up to you because. Guy will try anything. Yeah, my lady's a big fan of your art, but he has no girlfriend. But that is way in.
Oh, you see that? And then the next time they meet,
we
she
broke
left
up.
Me. Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Let's go kick it now.
Perfect.
I never kick it. Like, once I'm at this party, I'm at Down and Out in downtown, and I'm dancing, and I see this really tall, I'm attracted to really tall, like, skinny guys, right? So I see this, like, really light-skinned, like, white-looking guy, and I'm like, yeah. And I'm dancing, and finally he starts coming up to me, and he, like, looks down at me because he was so tall, and he's like, hey, I really like your art. And I was like... I just started dancing the other way and I just walked away. Man. I was like, damn, like, so it wasn't really me you were checking out. It was like, oh, that's Sam, the artist girl, you know?
Damn. See, I'm like the opposite. Like, if someone, I go up to a chick and they're like, I like your comedy, I'm like, I'm getting laid tonight.
But I can get my set.
You want to come see me rehearse?
Yeah, rehearse my.
Well, I was hanging out with this comedian one time. And me and Gabriel were being funny because we were funny at the comedy show. And this comedian, they didn't see his set. Mm-hmm. They got there too late. This motherfucker went to his car and brought his Tonight Show set and made those chicks play in their house.
What?
To prove that he's funny.
That's hilarious, man.
Come on, bro.
That is fucking weird.
We all have different levels of psychoness.
That's psychoness. I should have thought about that then. But it took me 5 more years to realize that.
I've taken guys to my studio before. Like, hey, you want to come to my studio? Yeah, all right, come through.
Apartment?
No, my actual studio where I paint. They never get to go to my house. They're like, hey, so what's up? Can I go to your house? Hell no, I'll meet you at my studio. Well, why is it always in your studio? What do you mean? That's where shit goes down. Nothing goes down in my room, my house. Just me and my dog.
Just sleep, motherfucker.
I sleep in my house. You come see me in my studio. I feel like a big player. I think being different does pull in, you know, the people. Like, I'm sure the girls, well, not you guys are married now, but I'm sure, not you, you're married. But, like, with me, like, there's nothing like a girl with a spray can. Like, I guess guys are like, oh, and I'm like, eh.
Yeah, anything that's, like, really cool and unique like that, that's, like man, that's, like, dope. And especially because it's, like, if someone, anything that's out of the norm and something that, like, you're really good at, it's like, whoa, that's, like, really attractive right there.
She's good at painting. I'm like, yeah, I'm good at painting. Yeah. I have a brain too.
Because if it were like someone like, oh, she's good at counting money at Chase Bank, it's not as cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I was dating this mime. It was awesome to just open her mouth at home.
I'm good at painting. You're good at comedy. We're all good at something. So even if we're ugly, it makes us 10 times more
sexy. There you
sexy.
Go. That's what we're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much. And our little
straight up.
Yeah, our dwelling.
I remember, man, having sex with beautiful, what? Like, it's happening all the time, but I'm married to a beautiful woman now. But the first time I had sex with a beautiful woman that I shouldn't, that...
Should I have fucked you?
Yes! I was trying to convince myself, nah, man, it ain't for you, dog. Yeah. I was already in the house already, man. This ain't for you, bro.
Yeah, comedy changes everything.
But then all of a sudden, no, this is me, man.
Yeah, then you turn into an asshole. You're like, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to bang every hell chick out there. Man.
You laughed her way into the bed.
It's okay that my stomach's on top of her butt. It's okay. Yeah.
She likes this. This is a funny story for her later.
You know? I'm going to tell her my friend. She probably going to tell. I'm pretty sure the only person that's going to talk about it later is me.
She doesn't want to even think she was with you. Delete all my pictures, please. Block
Don't.
Me.
Tell no one of this.
No, straight up, like, it makes us more attractive because we have a skill. It's not everyone can be funny, you know? Like, not everyone can be funny.
Not everybody can be funny, man. I hung out with people who are not funny.
They're serious.
It's sad. It's like hanging out with Hank Hill, bro.
Oh yeah, but
from King of the Hill.
But Hank Hill's even funny.
No personality.
No personality, bro. Like that guy Michael Scott from The Office. Like, not funny.
Oh yeah.
Not. It's sad when people try it, bro. And it's sad when those people try to do stand-up comedy.
Have there been comedians that are not funny? And you're like,
yeah, Ernie G. Oh, man. Yeah, I don't know. No, not a lot of comedians, but it's horrible because it's like this person just had a horrible set. And we're over there trying to pick up on chicks, and he's standing there too, man. It's why is my friend here with no head standing here?
Yes.
It's uncomfortable, huh?
Dude, you bombed. Just get away from us.
Yeah, bro, you smell.
Yeah, bro, come
you
on,
smell
man.
Like shit.
Listen, we'll get him next
it's
time.
It's horrible, man. I don't know if it ever happened to you, man, where you're hanging around with an artist that hasn't sold shit, and you sold everything, you're killing it, and this person trying to hang out with you, like, maybe they'll buy our pointings. Maybe they'll buy 2 for 1.
I've been in art shows where, like, I fell out, and then there's other artists, and they're just staring at me, and I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, I feel bad. Like, hey, I'm sorry. Like, I have the crowd. I'm not like, look at me. Like, people just automatically.
I'm sorry, motherfucker, but I brought air fresheners.
Yeah.
Like, all you have is $500 paintings.
My milkshake brings all the girls to the yard. Like, I don't know. People just come my way, and I'm like, damn. Like, one time I went to an artist art show. I went to go see the guy's art. And then, boom, there's a crowd like, Sin! I'm like, hey, we're not here for me. We're here for him. Can you guys get away from me? And they're like, no, I had to take it to the alley. I was like, come on, let's go to the alley then. And then I signed everybody's books, but I felt so bad. When he walked in, I was like, oh, man. Like, yeah. I'm here for you, bro, but they're here for you and me now.
That happens to me all the time. I'll be at the Comedy Store and Chris Rock will be on stage. And I'm like, guys, Chris Rock, I'm just Dustin Barr. I was in Gotham. Chill out. Just get away from me, people, please. I'm a human being. Fine, I'll show you my belly.
Squeeze my tits.
Yeah, man.
What else?
What else, people? Do you have anything coming up you want to tell our listeners?
Let's
go
see.
Watch you, go check you out. I got Instagram, everything.
I got a slogan called Put Your Feelings in a Box. So that's pretty much like what we do every day. When you wake up and whatever you're feeling, you just put it away and you're like, I got to come and get on this podcast, you know? So, like, it's pretty much like, and it's been getting a lot of girls through. A lot of my viewers are like, Sam, I feel you. Like, every day, like, about 30,000 girls watch me, which maybe it's not a lot, but to me, it's a lot. 30,000 girls on my Snapchat, that's 60,000 eyes.
That's blinking, awesome.
Watching me every day. So, every day I wake up and I'm like, what's up, biatches? Put your feelings in a box. And they're like, and then I get like, Sam, my feelings are in a box. Thank you so much. Like, just thinking about that helps me through my day. So I created my new doll. Her name is Boxy. And it's like a girl with buck teeth, butt chin, big frizzy hair.
Orange, I've been with her.
Orange hair, no boobs, hella long. And she holds a box. And then the box with little hearts coming out. So she puts her feelings in a box. I'm going to have an art show in the next 2 months. And then yesterday at night, I bought a trip to Ibiza.
Oh, shit.
I know. It's crazy. My dream is to go to Ibiza. So I bought a trip to Ibiza for $1,165.
Last night was the year, yo.
Yeah. So I'm going to Ibiza. Like, none of my chola gangster, like, East LA homegirls.
They been to Ibiza and Whittier?
No. They, yeah. Okay. But they don't care. Like, nobody from, like my friends are, like, all makeup artists. Like, oh, hey, girl, take a photo of me for my Instagram. Like, none of them care about shit. And I was like, you know what? It's either now or never. And one of my friends is a DJ, and he's like, hey, I'm going to Ibiza. I'm like, you? Can I tag along? He's like, if you want. I'm like, dude, got it. And he's like, you're really going? I'm like, I'm coming to Ibiza. I need to go and paint a doll in Ibiza, somewhere in Ibiza. And it needs to be a doll holding a little heart pill. And I have to say, I took a pill in Ibiza. You know, like that one song?
Yeah.
I'm going to Ibiza, you guys.
Awesome.
Hopefully I find like this rich, like, Middle Eastern guy over there. Never come back.
He'll be 65, but he'll be there.
That's fine. I will look at his young pictures when he's there behind me. You were beautiful.
Yeah, when you served in Nam, you were
beautiful. Hell yeah, man.
Yeah, I'm just going to imagine it.
This photo might be in black and white. It might have been drawn, but fuck it. I'm an artist.
The essence, I have a good imagination. So it's the essence of what he once was.
I'll paint an eyelash on him.
Yeah, so I'm going to Ibiza, so I'm like hella pumped.
That's good, man.
I'm going on a starvation diet, so I look bomb.
That's the way to do it, man. Do your art, travel, eat a lot of good food,
yeah,
man.
And
just be happy and laugh.
And love, and like, don't think about, like, negativity. There's negativity in every single aspect of your business or of your life. Like, put him in a box. Put them in a box and keep going. And let's see, what's next? I'm going to Ibiza, so I'm looking for a boyfriend. And I'm releasing my new doll in a week, Boxy. So that's pretty exciting. And then there's something else going on pretty soon. I just can't think about it. Oh, I'm going to be on TV. I'm going to be on LA TV next week.
Oh, nice. LA TV.
Yeah, LA TV. I'm going to be on LA TV just running around talking. So I'm excited. Thank you, guys.
That's awesome.
Your social media, Instagram?
Sand Warner, S-A-N-D-O-N-E-R-S. I have a lisp. And thankfully, my name is Sand. S-A-N-D, Sand Warner, O-N-E-R. That's my Instagram and Facebook and Twitter. And my website is sandwarner.com. And you can learn all about my dolls on my website. My dolls are really cute, and they all have a personality. Smooth Hustler is one, Captain Bermuda. Let me know what your daughter's like. I'll give you guys some stuff for your daughter, some little pillows and stuff.
I have a daughter named Tuesday.
Really? You're lying.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we have a... I'm sure I got a doll for her that she'll like. I'll give her a pillow so she can have...
That's good. You have stuff like that for people who can't afford to buy one of your paintings.
That's why I did it.
Because, man, imagine all that money Van Gogh and Picasso would have made.
Oh, my God, like, yeah.
Sorry, I don't have a Van Gogh, but I have a Van Gogh keychain.
Yeah. Van Gogh phone.
Imagine that you had a fucking merch from Picasso.
Oh, that'd be great, man.
I would have to lie about it.
That's pretty much why I did a merchandise, because I was awesome. Like, not everyone can do, thousands, but you could do $10 for an air freshener. And it's still not... It's $10. You know, you get a little treat for a dollar, but
yeah,
this
awesome.
Is not a little treat. This is San Juan art. So yeah, I'm hyped about my life and my art, and gonna get bigger.
Bigger than it is right
Big
now.
Big Bad East Lowe's in the house.
That's right, people. All right, people. Arlington, Virginia, Washington, D.C. area. July 29 and 30 at Arlington Draft House, West Palm Beach, Florida, August 4th through the 7th at the Improv. And we have a few free tickets for you to give away. Just email me at fans@felipesworld.com for West Palm Beach only and say, "What's up, fool? Give me those tickets." Hermosa Beach, California, August 10, one night only. I'm headlining that bitch with, we don't know the comedians yet, Comedy Magic Club. I'll be headlining there.
Marcella Rodriguez.
Fred Stoller and Marcella. Chicago. I'm at Joe's on Weed Street, August 19 and 20. Four shows. They will sell out. So get yours early at Mickey O Comedy, MikeyOComedy.com, or at Joe'sBar.com. See all the dates at FelipeWorld.com. Also, on my webpage, FelipeWorld.com, just a little window. Was the Amazon window that you could go buy and shop stuff through there. Hey, if you want to buy Sand Owner, her paintings, go to FelipeWorld.com and then go to the Amazon page and then look for Sand One and go buy all her stuff.
Yeah.
Or go straight to her webpage. Dustin Ibarra, what's she going on besides more hair? Damn, bro, you turned into a wolf man during the show, bro.
Quick, man, right?
No hair.
Dude, I don't know what happened, man.
Damn.
Dude, yeah.
How long was this podcast?
Jeez, man.
The strength, you started rubbing your hair.
He started right. When he got here, you had less hair. Look at him.
Some of it's coming out from my back, the collar right now.
Damn, man. It's a full moon.
Yeah, dude. I'm working on a couple of movies right now. They're not going to come out for forever, though, so... But I got some road gigs coming up in Dallas. It's all at DustinIbarra.com. Going to Charleston and, just a few other places. Working with you, man.
Yes!
That's fun. We've been working on the show, man.
Dustin Ibarra and I, before we leave, we're actually going to pitch a show next week. This week to another local network.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We've been talking to Peter Marietta. Of course, he was the creator of Wizard of Waverly and some other shows. And he worked on the Cristela show. And Bobby Bowman, he worked on My Name is Earl, King of the Hill, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. So we'll see what happens, if they like our show or not. But we'll still be here on the What's Up Fool podcast. Thank you very much to San Juan for being our lovely guest.
You're welcome.
And teaching us about art and letting us know that you can be a feminist even with your clothes on or your clothes off. It all depends on the idea behind it.
It's your skill that matters, not your body.
Yes.
Like yours, Felipe.
Thank you very much. We could do this, people. What's up, Fool Podcast?
What up?
Hell yeah, picture time.
What's